The Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Beis continues. If a person says this item should be Neiser or Pigel, the Neder is Chal, despite the fact that he did not say Kin Neiser. Self-understood that Neiser is a Dover Osir, or actually Dover Noder. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that if a person would say that he wants this thing to be Osir like Yerushalayim, he must speak out Ki Yerushalayim, or the same thing if he would say Ki Eitzim Ki Ishim. We would translate it to mean like a davar another. He doesn't mean stam a fire or stam eitzim. It means the eitzim of the marocha, the eish of the mizbech, the kabbonis of Yerushalayim. But he must say the chaf adinyan like Yerushalayim. The Gemara goes on to say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a person must use the chaf adinyan in order for neder to be chal, not like a mayor who does not hold the mechal lavat hashemayim. Since the Mishnah said when a person says lachulin, the neder is chal because we understand them to mean not chul and rather carbon. Rameh Shita is you cannot deduce from a person's words not this but rather something else. Based on the psukim, the Moshe Rabbeinu made a tnai kofel with Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. He told him if you pass over the Yarden, you'll get the land in Eva Yarden. If you don't pass over the Yarden to fight with Bnei Yisrael, you will not get the land in Eva Yarden. You see, you don't say mechalav tashmehein. You don't deduce from one side, from the negative to the positive, or from the positive to the negative. The Gemara says in Amud Beis that despite this, even according to Rameh, if a person would say la carbon la echolach, even though he wouldn't be able to say la carbon, it's not a carbon, what I don't eat from you, therefore it is a carbon, what I do eat from you, which would be how Rab Yehuda would be able to touch it. But according to Rameh, we will be able to say, if it's said with a shva, la carbon yehei, it should be a carbon, therefore I will not eat from it. The Gemara declares, Rav Bar Choma has a shaila. If a person has a piece of shlomim meat after zrikas dam, and a piece of chul in front of him, and he says, Harei zeh kazeh, does he mean to say, like the shlomim in its level of kedusha now, which now it's davar mutter, or does he mean, on the level of shlomim which it was at the time when he was Magdashit? The Moran Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph tells over a Braisa. Someone says, Hareini Shalayichl Basav Shalayesh Deyayin, I'm not going to eat meat or wine like the day that my father died, or my Rebbe died, or the day that Gedaliah ben Achikam died. The halacha is that the neder is chal. The Ran explains that the chiddush over here is on the case of where he says, Kiyayim Shemes Bagidaya Ben Achikim, he quotes the Gemara in Shavuos that explains, despite the fact that Midrabanan anyway, you can't eat on that day, it's a Tainus, nevertheless, his Neder is Chal, because a Neder is a Din Deiraisa, whereas the fast of same Gedaliah is only Midrabanan. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Mebeis, that if a person says, Kechal Asaran, like the Chala given to a Kohen, or like Truma, the Neder is not Chal. The Ran is Masber, that Chala and Truma are only Dvarim Asurim, they're not Dvarim that a person is Menader. And he explains that the Raya to this is because a person just said he wants it to be Truma, and it only becomes us to certain people, only to Zarim, not to Kehanim. There's a proof that the Isser must be put upon it by the Torah. The Russian Tosfos learned that the reason why Truma is considered a Dvar Asur, not a Dvar Another, is because the Tvua was Asur before he had been Mafish Truma. All he does when he's mafresh truma is he is matir the rest of the tefua. It is from this tesis and this rush that the Asin Deraisa brings a raya to one of his more famous shilas. If tevel is an issa b'fnei atzma, an issa by itself, or is it just a mixture of truma and chulin? Would sound like from the rush and from tesis that all tevel is the combination of truma and chulin. By being mafresh to truma, the Yisrael is removing the Yisr from the mixture and allowing the rest to become mutter. Of course, this is not poshut, because we know Tevel is Osir to Kohanim, while Truma is mutter to Kohanim. So, of course, not to be something to be understood in one moment. It's a long shaila in the Asrin Deiraisa. The Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Beis mentions that it's possible to take off Truma from Lachmei Toida in the state of dough, if a person had made separate 10 separate pieces of dough from each min of challah, and had separated a full piece of dough from each one, afterwards he could bake the 9 remaining pieces into one big challah. Mar brings a machlokes If a person is matfis and says that harei alai ki bechor, whether bechor is considered davar another or davar aser. Rabbi Yaakov says the neder is chal, it's a davar another. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a davar aser, and the neder is not chal. The Gemara's masber and daf yud gimel amid aleph that according to Rabbi Yaakov, the reason why the neder is chal is because bechor also needs kedusha bepeh. A person has to be magdish is bechor bepeh, announced that this bechor is kaddish. Mishnah daf yud gimel amid aleph tells the machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda whether you need to say the chof adimyan kik carbon in order for an eder to be chal. The Gemara says that Rabbi Meir will be made to Rabbi Yehuda, and that if a person would say hey carbon, that it would not be chal because hey is a lashon of chai carbon. He means to make a shvua by the life of the carbon. Mishnah daf yud gimel and beis tells us the person would say kainim pi midaber imach. I'm making a kainim on my mouth from speaking to you. The neder will be chal. Mar explains, despite the fact that speech is a dover she'ein by mamish, and we know the Mishnah later says in the next parak that shvua has a chaymer over neder that it can be chal dover she'ein by mamish. Neder cannot be chal dover she'ein by mamish. Here the neder will be chal because it can be chal in his mouth. It's a dover she'eish by mamish. He answers his mouth from speaking, his hands from doing work, his feet from walking, and with this we end the first parak. Hadron aloch kol kinuyei. Second parak begins, the elu mutarin, the following nedarim are totally mutar. Chulin sha'eichalach, if a person says, it should be chulin what I eat from you, obviously that's going to be mutar. The Gemara says this is only brought agav, the rest of the cases, which are cases of being matvis davar aser. Interestingly, the Mishnah seems to make a split. In the first case of the Mishnah, when a person says that items of food should be aser, like shkotzim remoshim, treifais, neveilais, there, the neder is not chal at all, and no heter is needed either. Whereas in the case where a person says, Ha'imer le'ishtai, harei at alai ki'ima, you're usher upon me like my mother, there, the mader will need to find the Pesach. The Gemara explains, this is referring to an amortz, and the Ran says that by an amortz, we're going to be machmer more when he makes nedarim against his wife, because they tend to make nedarim against their wives, and therefore we're going to be machm in that case in order to stop them from doing these type of nadarim. One daf yudalam and alf begins and tells us a drasha that teaches us you have to be matzv davar another, because the pasuk says ish ki yidor lindor neder, that we learn out from there that a person only can make hatfosis neder on a davar another. The Gemara asks, and it says leser iser al nafshoy, shouldn't we learn out from there it could be matvis davar aser? And the Gemara says, no, that's rather teaching us that a person who is matvis on an item which is only aser upon himself personally, that fuss will work in that case too. The Gemara gives an example of someone who's nishba b'mashakosuv b'Torah. Someone swears using what's written in the Torah as the basis, the source of his shvua. The Gemara says his kavana is for the azkaris, for the Shema is Hashem in the Torah, and therefore the Shvuah is Chal. In the Darim, the Gemara says a little differently that if a person is Neidah B'mashah Kasav Torah, the Neder works because his Kavan is on the Karbonis which are written in the Torah. The Ran quotes a Ravid that learns in our Sugya that it's not talking about a Shvuah, rather a Neder, and that Tfosav B'mashah Kasav Torah means the Azkaras of Hashem which were written Ayadei, the Hachana and the Kedusha which is man-made through the Sefer when he writes the Askaris Hashem in the Sefer Torah. Mishnah tells us a case where a person asks to sleep upon himself, and the Gemara has two ways of learning. One way of learning is that he made a neder with a Tanai, and actually so be told in a machlekes whether a person, if he makes a condition, like for instance he says, if I sleep today, tomorrow my sleep should be Asur. So the halacha is there, we assume, even if you sleep today, you'd be careful not to sleep tomorrow. Whereas if you say, sleep is usher upon me today, if I sleep tomorrow, there's a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda, whether a person is zohir bitnoi, which means tomorrow, he may not be so careful not to go to sleep, even though he had said that if I sleep tomorrow, my sleep today is usher retroactively, but he doesn't think of it that way. In his mind, he already did the thing that should be usher the day before he was Eiva on the Tanai. And today what he does is only a question of his Tanai, he may not be careful. Gemara Daf Tesvav tells us that Ravina learns the Mishnah differently. It's not talking about a neder with a Tanai, rather it's talking about a neder derabbanan, and that midrabbanan a neder will be chal even on a case of a neder on a davar shein by mamish. Whereas the first way of learning assumed that he had made the neder on his eyes, where he had mentioned the chayfetz, and that the chiddush was just the din of Tanai. Ravina learns that the neder over here was on a davar shein by mamish. He's just answering sleep. And Ravina says the chiddush that there's a din of layachal devaroi midrabbanan. The Gemara goes on and says that if a case where a person is madir his wife, and she was over, and she was nehena, like it. The question is, who gets the malchus? The Ran learns that she gets the malchus, because she was over on the nether that her husband had made, asering her, prohibiting her from going someplace. Where the Rambam sheet is, that if a person makes a nether to aser his chaver, the only way there'll be malchus there is if the husband, or the person who made the nether, in other words, actually went and was mahana, gave hanoah to the person he had asered, he had prohibited from having hanoah. By doing the action of giving that person the hanoah, he was over on his own nether, and then he'll get malchus. The Gemara now is Masber, that which the Mishnah had said previously on Daf Yadalat Amud Beis, that a husband could aser his wife from Tashmish Hamito. The Gemara says the case actually was not that he asked his wife from having Tashmita with him, rather he had made a neder prohibiting himself from having Hanoah from his wife in Tashmish Hamita, and Memela, he will not be able to live with her because Ein Machilu La'odam Dover Ha'osulai. The Ran over here asks, L'chayr, we should say, Mitzvah Lav Le'honis Nitnu, and having relations with a wife is a mitzvah, it's the Kiyam Mitzvah to get B'mekayim Pruvu. The Ran says that's only when the mitzvah does not carry with it a side material or bodily benefit, a side hanoah. Here, where besides the kiyum mitzvah, there's actually hanoah saguf, then we don't say mitzvah lav lahanas nitnu. It brings a raya from the case in Rosh Hashanah where a person had made a neder not to have hanoah from a mayon, from a spring. He can only use that mayon in the winter where there's no bodily hanoah, but in the summer where his body would have hanoah from the cool water, he'll be usher, despite the fact that there's a mitzvah to be tovel. The Rashba here is chaylik on the Ran. The Rashba, from the fact that he does not answer the Ran's teretz, he says other teretzim. For instance, he says that he could have been mekayim the mitzvah pruvu with a different woman. By that which he did not answer the Ran's teretz, nachrenim medayik, the Rashba holds that even in a case where a person has a side benefit at the time that he was mekayim the mitzvah, nevertheless we say mitzvah lav lehanas nu. The Gemara quotes on Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph the Shita of Rav Meir once again that he doesn't hold the Mechala but the Shemeya Hain. And the Ran says, despite the fact that this is true of Rav Meir in cases which involve Mammon, and even in cases of Iser which have side issue of Mammon with it also, for instance, Nedarim, where there's a Chayfetz which becomes Osir, that's considered a Davar Sheba Mammon. Mashenkin, in case of Shvua, says the Ran, there Rav Meir will be Maidim. That we do say mechla lav at the shemeh hein by shvu again. It's iser gavra. There's no chayfetz which becomes usher. So it's not considered davar shebim mamain. And there may be moida that we say mechla lav at the shemeh hein. The Gemara quotes Abaya who says that it's shayich. Sometimes a person can use the lashon shvu shayichel, but if this came right after he had continually expressed his wish not to eat, we will teach his lashon shvua shayichel that he means there should be an issur shvua on that which he should eat. The Gemara says that shvua is a mochamer the neder in respect that a neder is not chal davar she'ein by mamish midaraisa. A neder is mochamer than a shvua in the respect that a neder can be chal even to be over on a mitzvah. The Gemara Mibbeis is masber the Mishnah. Why is it that a neder is chal on davar of dvar mitzvah also? Because the pasuk says ish ki yidu neder lashem. Even in Inyan Chavtze Shemayim, a person can make a neder. The Gemara says, why not? Why isn't that true by Shavua? It's in the same Pasuk. The Gemara says, from Bayachal Dvorayim, he can't be making his own words, but
But meichel lechefzah shemayim, when it comes to lechefzah shemayim, a person should be mechal his words and should not keep his word if he swore not to do a mitzvah. Abai explains that it depends by a case of neder where he says hanoa sukalai, the neder will be chal. Whereas by shtua he says shvua shalayahena, that will not be chal. The Ran is masbir that to say a shvua shalayahena is directly going against what the Torah tells you. You should have hanoa from a sukkah. Now Shenka, when you say hanoa sukalai, since again it's iser chevtza, it's not going directly against what the Torah was mitzava you to do. Even though lemaisa you're not going to be able to sit in the sukkah, that's not considered a direct contradiction to the Ritzayin Hashem, and it will be chal. Rava, although he agrees to Abayit's chiluk, expresses a difference of opinion with him, because he says by saying hanoa sukkalai, the neder would not be chal there either to aser him from sitting in a sukkah, because mitzvahs lav lehonas dinu. Rather, the case would be if he said yeshivas sukkalai, where he prohibits himself just from the act of sitting. Now the Ran interestingly says that if that's the case, that a person could prohibit himself even from yeshiva sukkah without mentioning hano, then the halacha would be that if a person would say, I'm prohibiting myself from throwing this stone into the river, that also would be a proper neder, because he can prohibit himself from doing anything with any chayfetz. There actually is a machlokes, because Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches seems to indicate that perhaps there a neder would not be chal, because the neder has to be on something which has some form of anah. Yeshiva sukkalai, despite the fact that we say mitzvah slav nehonus nitnu, it's not considered a benefit in regard to the fact that it's a mitzvah, but lemaisa there is a benefit, a physical benefit, a benefit of sitting in a sukkah. There is talk in the Achreinim as to why Rava would disagree with Abaya. Why, when you say Anos Sukkalai, would it not include Yeshiva Sukkah? Because L'chari Yeshiva Sukkah has a side benefit. It's an Einig Yontiv in Archaim that says in Simen Nun Aleph that perhaps the difference is that by Sukkah, the sitting in the Sukkah and the physical benefit that comes with it is actually part of the mitzvah, but now is not the time to be Marach. The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that Yesh Neder B'Seich Neder, and the understanding of the Ran is that that's only true by Naziris. Here there's a Machlekes in the Gemara though. What is the case of Yesh Neder B'Seich Neder? Rav Huna says, Dafkif, he said, Hareini Nozer Hayoyim, Hareini Nozer Lamacher, where the second Naziris was for a second day, and since it's Chal for one extra day, it could be Chal for the rest of that 30-day period of the second Naziris, since we know that Naziris can't be for less than 30 days, where Shmuel says, even if one were to say, Hareini Nazir Hayoyim, Hareini Nazir Hayoyim, the two Naziris would be Chal. This is in contrast to Shvuah. If a person says, swears not to eat something, and again swears, only one Shvuah is Chal. The Gemara does say, though, that if a person swears a Shvuah, for instance, not to eat Te'enim, and then swears afterwards not to eat Te'enim, and anavim, according to Rava, we would say, migui, that the second shvuah is chal in regard to anavim upon which he had not yet made a shvuah, it would also be chal on the te'enim, despite the fact that it previously made a separate shvuah on te'enim by itself. The Gemara in Daf Yud Ches tells us that even according to Rav Huna, who had said that hareini naz hayoyim, the two naziris would not be chal, if he's mekabel two naziris at one time, he says hareini nazir beis pa'amim, then the second naziris would be chal, and the chiddush there would be from the pasuk nazir lahazir that the second naziris is chal as a separate naziris, not as one long 60-day naziris, but rather as a 30-day naziris with karbanis, and then a second naziris of 30 days with the second naziris. Rava tells us, despite the fact that a shvuah is not chal on top of a shvuah, but from the lashon of the Mishnah that says that if a person makes a second shvuah, einay chayiv ela achas, he's only chayiv for one shvuah, Rava's medayik that the shvuah is not totally out of this world, actually it's there someplace, it's floating around and waiting, and if a person would be shoyel on the first shvuah, thereby retroactively making like he had not made the first shvuah, the second shvuah will fall into place. The Mishnah tells us, Stam Nedorim Lahachmer, which means if a person doesn't remember, or if he says, my kavana was, my intentions were, however you'll explain my neder, we will always explain the neder l'chumra. Whereas pirushim is l'hakel. If a person explains himself and says that despite the fact that my neder sounded like I meant to prohibit something upon me, my intentions were something else, he can explain himself differently and will accept his pirush l'kula. Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Naziris that Stam Naziris is l'hakel, and the Gemara says that there it's because Stam Naziris, if a person would make a Naziris Mesafik, he'd be stuck into a Chumrah, which is more Chumrah than a real Naziris, because he'd never be able to bring his Karbanis Mesafik. That's actually Gemara later on Daf Yutes Amud Beis. Gemara on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph tells us that there's a Machlekes if Tumas Mashkin, the Tumah that's Chal on a liquid, is it Midrabanan or Midaraisa? There is a Shita of Rab Meir that says that in regard to its own Tumah, it's Midaraisa, and therefore Suffolk of its own Tumah, we'd go L'chumra. Where it's in regard to being Mitame other things, we'd go L'kula, that's only Midrabanan. The Gemara tells us that there's such a thing called a Nazir Oilam, a person who's Mekabal Naziris forever. He has a Kula on his Naziris, that in, if his hair grows very long, he's allowed to cut off some of it with a razor. The Gemara quotes Shitas Reb Tarfin that Naziris needs haflah, which means if a person is mekabel Naziris in a way where we're not sure at the time that he says it that his Naziris is chal, it won't be chal. For instance, if a person sees someone walking by and says, I am a Nazir if he's a Nazir, and his friend says, I am a Nazir if he's not a Nazir, Reb Tarfin holds both of them are not Nazirim, since neither of them knew for sure at the time when they said the Naziris whether the Naziris was actually a Kabbalist Naziris or not. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, who's machmer by Stam Necharamim Mesafik only in a case of the town of the Medina of Golil, where in Golil they bechlal have no hasaga of Cheyim Kohanim. They only mean Charamim of Berek Abayis, which means Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik is another sheet who holds Stam Nedarim Lahokil, not like our Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Chof Amar Alf begins by a case of Nidorim that a person is Mefarish Lakula. For example, if a person's Nodar Becherim and says he didn't mean a Cherim as in Cherim Iberik Abayis, but rather a Cherim meaning a net, a fishnet of the sea, his explanation is accepted and his Neder will not be Chal. The Gemara explains the Pirush of the Mishnah, and this is only true by a Talmud Chochem. But by an Amoritz, if he comes to be a shoyl on his neder, we're machmer on him. And the Mishnah says, Ein shinoy say. The Gemara is Masbir. We're machmer on him, we're not Paiseach Becharata. And Ein shinoy say is if he was over on his neder before he came to us, we would force him to be noig his the Isser. Kiyamim shenog ben heter, and then we'd first be nizkak to his neder. Rabbi Yossi says that that's only true by a naziris of a short amount of time, but if a amaretz had been mekabel naziris for a very long time, we would not be machmer that much. We'd only force him to keep 30 days before we were nizkak to him. The Gemara says that because of this din, if a bezin were to be mekabel with an amaretz, they're not acting properly. Rabbi Achaba Yaakov says, not only are they not acting properly, but we'd actually put that based in a shamta for having allowed the Amoritz, this kula, of immediately being Paseach, his neder. The Gemara says, La'olam alti rogel b'nedarim. Don't be rogel to make nedarim. You make nedarim, you'll end up being mayel b'shvus. Don't be rogel by Ami Oritz, because he'll come to give you to volum to eat. Don't be rogel by a kohen amoritz. He may give you truma to meyatit. And al tar besicha meisha, because she soifcha lovei lidei niyof chas v'shom. A person could come to averus if he talks a lot to women. Similarly, the Gemara talks against those that are soifah benashim. Rabbeishia says, someone who is stares at women, soifah bali de avera. The Gemara goes out even to say that it's improper to stare at his own wife while she's in Nida in B'mokim Atinofis. The Gemara says that Busha is a Simin Toiv Bo'odam. Gemara says, "Kol adam hamisbayish loibim heiru chayte." And the Gemara says, "Misha ein loibayishes panim biadua shalay amdu avoyse v'al Har Sinai." This is a sign that his fathers did not sit by Har Sinai, because the Gemara quotes, "Bavur tia yirasay al pneichem." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said by Har Sinai that he's revealing himself to Klal Yisrael so that his yira should be on their face. And that yira, the Gemara says, is busha. Levilti tachto, says the Gemara, that busha brings lidei yiras chait. The Gemara goes on and talks about a hanhogus of a husband with his wife, Peshas Tashmish, and the Gemara brings a machloikus whether a husband has a right to treat his wife in any way, or whether he is forced to treat her properly with respect to Shas Tashmish Amita. The Gemara says, "L'shesurach levavchem v'yachrei neichem mikan amarebi that al yishtodim b'kais zeh v'yiteneinav b'kais zacher," that a person should not have Tashmish Amita with one woman and have in mind a different one. The Gemara also here in this Gemara quotes that a person should not speak during Tashmish Amita besides in Yonim, which are negeya the Tashmish Amita, for instance, Divrei Pius. The Gemara goes on to list the children of nine different Midas, which the children are considered Karev to Mamzerim. They're considered Murdim and Peshim. Some of them are a person who has relations with his wife after a fight, a person who has relations with his wife despite the fact that he plans on divorcing her, if a person forces his wife to have relations, if a person has relations with one woman thinking it's a different woman. And the Gemara in the Perek ends with the memory of Rabbi Yonason that Kol Adam she'ishtei teivas havyin leibonim she'afilu b'der shel Moshe Rabbeinu lehaikamaisim. And the Gemara goes on to explain that this is only true when a woman does it by hinting to her husband, not that she's teveh bepeh, which is considered a bad midah, a chesaron in the woman, to beferish be teveh, that's considered not sneustik. Now, she'enkein, she'mefata isay bedivrei ritzui upius kelea, similar to the way Leah was mefayis to Yaakov, that's considered a good thing for a woman to do. And with this, we end the second parak. The third parak, Abba and Adarim, begins that there are four Nedarim that Chacham will matter without She'ela. Nidrei Zeruzin, which is made just to try to get someone to change his mind. Nidrei Havoi, which is Stam, make no sense at all. Nidrei Shkogos, they're made by mistake. And Nidrei Oinsim, when Oinis came up and forced the person to be over on his neder. Nidrei Zeruzin, the Gemara gives an example, Mishnah gives an example of a case where two people are having a disagreement, a Meicher and a Lekech. The Meicher says a neder that I will not sell it for a certain amount of less than a certain amount of money, and the buyer says he will not pay more than this certain amount, even though the seller says he makes a neder to Aser Hanoah if he goes less than a seller, and the buyer says he makes a neder to Aser Hanoah if he goes more than a half a seller, a shekel. Nevertheless, we say they're both really only mechavin to go to a middle level of three quarters of a seller. And that was the kavanah to begin with, and therefore it's nidrei zeruzin, the neder is not chal. The Gemara on Daf Chof Aleph quotes a machloikus if you were paisach b'charotah. The Ran is masbir that this shaila of being paisach b'charotah for a person just to say yes charotah for every making the neder is only when the person has charotah meikara. He never would have made the neder. But if a person would say, "I wanted the neder, just from now on I have charotah, I don't want it anymore," that is not a correct Pesach according to anyone. That is the Ran's Hezber of that which the Gemara says, Libach Aloch. Is your heart still upon you? Do you still have the same das that you had when you originally made it? The Gemara mentions an in-between Madrega of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, where he asked the person who made the neder, he said in the name of his father, that we tell the person who made the neder, if 10 people would have been mefayis you at the time when you made the neder, would you have made the nether? The person says, "I would not have." Then we accept that as a Pesach and we'll mat to the nether. The Gemara in Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph tells us that Rabbi Yanai was Pesach a nether by saying over from the pasuk of Achar Nedarim Levaker that a Kodesh Baruch Hu checks up on a person's actions when he makes Nedarim. The Gemara says, Lamaisa, we're not Paseach in such Psachim. Similarly, the Gemara says, we're not Paseach in that which the Gemara says, Kol Abayte Roya Ladakre Becherev, that whoever makes Shavuos deserves to be stabbed with a sword. Similarly, the Gemara brings down a Machlaikis about between Abai and Rav and Tulashainis there on the Memra of Kol Anoider Kilu Bon Abama, whoever makes a Neder, it's as if he built a Bama. And whoever's Mekayim and Eder, it's as if he's Makriv on the Bama. The Gemara says, we're not Paseach with that either, because there again, the idea is that if you tell someone such harsh statements about people who make Nidorim, the person is bound to be embarrassed and claim that had he known that, he never would have made the Neder, when in truth, he might not really have Charata for having made the Neder. The Gemara says, a person who makes a Neder, even if he's Mekayim it, is considered a rush agav nedarim. The Gemara goes on to talk about kas, since kas is of course one of the reasons why a person would make a neder. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yenison, kol akoyis kol mina gehenim sholtim by." It's a member that's quoted by the Ramban in his Igeris. It's v'hasar kas milibcha v'haver ro'a mipsarcha ve'ein ro'a ela gehenim. Mar tells us a story with Ula on his way up to Eretz Yisrael that he witnessed a murder, and because of Sakana he was forced to tell the person that he did well with the murder that he did. Mar quotes Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Kalakayas Afilu Shchina Eina Chashuva Kenegdai. Further, Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifta says, the person who gets angry forgets his learning. Rav Ada Bar Chanina says, if Klal Yisrael would not have been Chaytai, they only would have been given Chamishei Chumshei Torah and Sefer Yeshua alone. The Gemara Paskins, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Hilchasa Paischim Becharata, Vepaseach Becharata, and Niskokin Lelikei Yisrael, despite the fact that a person used the Shem Hashem in a Shvua. The Gemara says of a story that Rav Schaira was Paseach his Neder because of the fact that Rav Nachman couldn't find the Pesach and had tsar because of that. That itself ended up being a Pesach. The Gemara in Daf Chaf Gimel tells us, Ein Poischim Benoilad, something which was not expected at the time when the Neder was made, is not considered a proper Pesach. Finally, we end with the Mishnah in Daf Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph, which is the Makor for the Indian of Kol Nidre and Yom Kippur night. If a person makes a Maidah, that all Nidorim that he makes in the future should be Batul, the Nidorim that come afterwards are Batul. This understanding of Kol Nidre is in disagreement with those Rishonim that learn that it's Mevatel L'Mafreya, the Nedarim of the previous year.